For a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, senior goaltender Jessica Havel. Jess, how fun is it to get back out on the ice after a long summer?
Oh my gosh, so excited. Everyone was antsy to get on the ice, captain's practice, and now finally starting practice. So we are all excited, ready to go. We want to start.
You got a scrimmage tonight. What do you expect to see out of your team?
I think it's going to be different for a lot of us, getting used to playing with each other. You know, we're missing a good core defensive group. Goalies, same thing. It's going to be different for all of us. Just kind of getting the feel for everyone and trying to find that chemistry. But I think we'll be okay.
You being the only returning goaltender for this BSU squad and having backed up Alana McElhenney and Zuzana Tomchikova, this is going to be a battle for you to kind of prove yourself because you've only played, well, last season you only played one period of hockey. What is it going to take for you to get out there and prove that it's your job?
You know, I worked hard all summer, kind of knowing the last couple years. I knew kind of where my position was with Zuzka and Alana, and I learned a lot just by watching both of those two and how they do things on the ice, off the ice, in the weight room. And so I'm really excited to just kind of show myself and show what I've kind of been working on the last 3 years, and I'm excited to kind of prove everyone.
You've got a whole slew of freshmen that came in this year. What can you tell me about them so far that you've seen on the ice?
You know, they're just hardworking. They're just trying to figure everything out, figure out our systems, typical freshman stuff. So, but yeah, they're learning the game and just trying to get acclimated with everyone. So,
you guys are coming off of a great season. 17 wins, 17 losses, and 3 ties last season. Your 6th place WCHA finish last season. And then this year in the preseason media poll, you were tabbed 6th this season as well. Where would you guys like to finish this year?
In all honesty, everyone wants to go to the tournament. I think we should just take it game by game and see, you know, just prove ourselves what Beaver hockey's all about. So,
what did you do this summer to get ready for the season? You said you worked hard. Did you get a program from your former grad assistant, Casey, or did you? I know you guys have a new strength coach. How did all that pan out for you this summer?
This summer, I did the team workout from Casey, and then I moved back to Bemidji in the middle of the summer, and I started working with our trainer, Joe. He's actually the men's trainer, but he helped out, and he gave me some new things to work on, and I worked my butt off in the weight room and skated as much as I could and just tried to find ice. So,
on a personal note, how fast have the last 3 years gone?
A blink of an eye, literally. I feel like I just was moving into Tamarack and just doing rookie duties with, you know, all my other fellow seniors. So it's unbelievable how fast it goes. And the seniors always talk about, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. And, you know, you're an underclassman, you're like, ugh, what, I got another year too. So, and now I'm just like, I'm trying to just take everything in as all I can. So
October is going to be a busy month. We got 3 road trips and then a home opener the second weekend of October. It's going to be a crazy busy travel month, but it's nice to get it out of the way right away, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be nice. Miss a couple classes, you know, have to take a little time off from school. No, but it'll be busy. It'll be good to get on the road, I think, kind of get those games out of the way and then come back to the Sanford and kick some butt.
Yeah, you can say that on the radio. Your senior class is a tight-knit group, and this Beaver hockey team is more like a family than it is a team, isn't it?
I feel like we do everything together. You know, you hear other teams from friends and stuff, and they're like, oh, we don't really do much. Literally, we are together at lunch, breakfast. We all live with each other. It's just unbelievable how tight we are, and I think that helps to show, like, what Beaver hockey is on the ice, that we get along so well, all of us. So
how much do you miss your fellow goalies? I know I saw your face before when I asked you about the trifecta of you, Z, and Mac. It's going to be different this year, isn't it?
It is. I talk to those two every day, at least via Facebook, Skype, text message. So we're always still in contact, and like I said, the trifecta will still live on, and I got the two new ones under me, so I'm just going to take them under my wing like those two did to me, so keep the trifecta alive.
It's kind of like paying it forward, right?
It really is.
Jess, have fun at the scrimmage. Good luck. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in the next couple weeks.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.